had to go down. A small pig gargling the last ounce of a Listerine bottle as the cactus next to the sink pukes out 6 ounces of fresh water. You see the thrills, then feel a chill as the freeze of another anecdote comes from the mouth of a silent moron sitting in the corner under sun from the newly discovered universe announced on television some weeks ago. Then you decide that another full meal would break the diet as a little Dominican boy waves to a plane about 11,000 feet in the sky with passengers eating steak. The sound of their chewing matches the sound of the boy's stomach growling to the hope of a new meal. You know nonsense and read a book in a rave for some sense as the fledgling author trips over a telephone cord strung across his living room floor. He begins laughing loudly as he touches his lip to find a small pool of fresh blood as the phone in the back room begins to ring, coming to you with unclean hands in an apartment full of liquid soap, dirty, dirty, vile as the days go by. We feel the bleach because our laughs were opposite yours and our smiles were as genuine as a mangled human event that had to go down.